In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? And get your vaccine. Vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. Lots of scandals today. I'm going to go in order of severity, but the first is that Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, prefers wired headphones. And this is a leading headline today, my friends.
She's Bluetooth phobic, I believe I read.
Devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Really tough.
I'm just saying, right? I'm a millennial woman who's very tuned in, very, very online, very plugged in. I get nervous about losing my headphones. What is a woman in her 50s? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately did click on the article, which calls...
I'll back up for our listeners to provide some context, because we were going to start with another scandal, which is that, I guess, every member of the UK Parliament is doing coke on weekdays, but I'm going to start with the wired headphones. Elise is going to bring us to that, but we're going to start with, you know, we often talk about how Fox News creates fake outrage. We don't often discuss how Politico... This little outlet, it often does the same. We often don't discuss it because we're just giving oxygen to it. But, you know, we've talked about on this podcast how sometimes there's not a lot of news. There's not as much news without Trump. So sometimes you have to be creative. And they have been very, very creative. I think today they have really outdone themselves by publishing their White House newsletter yesterday with the subject line, Kamala Harris is Bluetooth phobic. It makes fascinating observations about when and where she wears wired headphones. Although I did appreciate how it is kind of part of the iconic nature of the We Did It Joe picture that she's like got these wire headphones. It's part of the whole display.
I never in a million years would have thought about it for one second that she had wired headphones. And like, I don't know, some of my friends still use wired headphones because they don't want to lose AirPods and they're expensive. I know Kamala is apparently doing it for security reasons, but also who cares?
Who cares? Well, this is the question, is who cares? Politico says this is because she has security concerns about the Bluetooth technology. And this is pretty harmless. I mean, if I want to react really strongly to it, I suppose this narrative like reinforces the framing of Kamala Harris as very cautious and paranoid and like obsessed with a very clear path to power. But, I mean, this article never needed to be written. I'm not sure if it's serious when it asks, should somebody who travels with the nuclear football be spending time untangling her headphone wires? I don't know if this is a joke. I don't know if that's in jest. Politico notes that her office did not respond to inquiries.
Well, Simone Sanders did respond on Twitter. Basically
she did?
Being like, yeah, she was like, well, so the guy, it's either someone was tweeting it out. It might have been the person who wrote this. They were like, the office did not respond for comment. She, I believe, quote tweeted that, and she was like, yeah, we had other things to do. Like, her only comments have been like, this is completely insane. And my favorite line from the article, which I do want to read, is just, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, by contrast, has not had such anxieties. He sported AirPods in 2019 and has since upgraded them. Like, just nonsense. Like... Doug Emhoff, on the other hand, does use AirPods. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, some of this stuff, this is why I do subscribe, I will say, to most of the Politico newsletters, because, like, I don't know. I don't really care about that, but they will pick up similar tidbits that are just, like, kind of fun. Like, you can find out, like, random people who you didn't know were like dating and marrying each other. And like,
okay, that it's sort I do
of
love.
Like the it's sort of like the People magazine of politics for all the wrong reasons as well. But this made me curious if you guys have any like analog preferences that you just have not let go of. Millie, do you use a Bluetooth headphones?
I had some and I see the appeal. I had some for this company, but like my contract's over, so I have to give them back today, actually. Oh. But
rude. Sorry to sore spot. Also,
no, it's fine. I mean, I still have an Android, so like everything's lost on me. But I do see the appeal, and I guess that was a major thing in me not upgrading my Android to a newer one. Is that like I'm like, oh, I will miss wire headphones. But at the same time, I also feel like, you know, now that I have this dog and like.
Have you announced this on the podcast yet that you have a dog? I don't think you have.
That I have a dog? I think so. I think. Okay. I don't know.
But I listened to the episode I missed and I don't think you mentioned it. But yeah, Millie has a dog.
Betches pups. Yeah. You mentioned. Yeah. But you know, my dog is very cute, it's puppy, so it'll jump on or people will ask me, like, can I pet? And, like, they don't see that I have the headphones on with my hair. So, like, with the wired things, I do think that it's more conspicuous, and it does give a bigger sign of, like, don't talk to me.
Ooh, I love that. That's really smart.
Yeah.
I should just do that.
Or I'm going to pull it out, like, I'm listening. Oh, she's wearing headphones, which the AirPods are hidden behind hair, I'm just saying.
That is very real. I am a full AirPods convert at this point, but one thing that I always do that mortifies me is that I will often have interactions with people where I forget to take them out, and then I realize afterwards I had AirPods in the whole time, and then I feel really bad. So that's something that didn't really happen when I had wired headphones. Something to think about.
I mean, nothing makes you feel like more of an asshole than when you're like checking out somewhere and you don't take them out and then you didn't hear somebody and you're like, ugh, I'm that asshole. They have to repeat themselves because I'm in my own little world.
And I have my headphones in. Yeah, that's the thing. The thing I'm analog about is that I have to have like a written hand calendar. Like I can't do a digital calendar. It like will not. I won't remember any.
I think that's great though, because it's so funny because sometimes you like you won't reply like or like this occasionally like you won't accept calendar invites, but I know you're gonna be there. You wrote Elise wrote it down. Elise has never missed an appointment. I always know. I never have to wonder.
I never like I just can't with a digital calendar. It like doesn't sink
I mean,
into
all of
my
our
brain
hosts, luckily,
for me.
But,
it doesn't sink into my brain.
That's interesting. I love digital calendars, but. Yeah, everyone's different. I feel like I'll always forget. I try to do, like, whatever, but yeah, that takes a level of discipline to have a written thing. What about you, Amanda?
Yeah.
What's your analog?
I definitely do a written one most of the time just because it does help me remember and it makes me feel more in control. I thought about this, and the only thing I could think of is that, like, I have the exercise routine of, like, a 75-year-old man. I like everybody does like they get Pelotons. They're getting like mirrors. They're getting everybody's trendy workouts. For the past 15 years, like 5 days a week, I just do, you know, 40 minutes moderate cardio a day and the same calisthenics I learned in the presidential fitness test.
Oh my, she's doing the sit and reach.
I'm doing the sit and reach. I do that. I make sure I do it twice a year.
Can you do a pull up?
No, bitch. Of course not. No. I don't attempt those.
If you said right now that you could do a pull-up, I would have walked away.
The other day I said to Mike that he can't do a pull-up, and I've never seen this man spring to action faster. He found, like, he almost broke the door to show me he could do a fucking pull-up.
Well, nice to know the spark's alive.
I think it was for Just hang there. While they were like, okay,
and the gymnast girls could do
there.
Like 20.
I don't think I took a fitness test in high school.
God bless you.
Or in anything.
Really?
No.
Florida's
just chaos.
I walked the mile for sure. Definitely was in the group of gals that walked the mile.
I would always walk the mile.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in high school, yeah.
Yeah, I would always walk the mile. I could never do the sit and reach. I would always just hang there. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But at least when I'm doing my retro workouts, I am wearing AirPods. I do have some self-respect.
Oh, well... I think when y'all, like, have you seen the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
That's what I think both of you, when you guys are writing in your hand, absolutely, in your handwritten calendar, I'm just like, yeah, that's who you guys were in high school.
Yeah, I write down what I'm going to eat. And not out of, like, not in a weird, like...
Like, diet. Like,
not in that way. It just makes me feel in control. Not in an eating disorder
kind of adjacent way.
Yeah, yeah. And I just, like, I want to make sure I use my groceries way.
Oh, well, that's smart. Yeah.
I actually do meal plan in mine in that way, too. Where I'm like, cute, these are things I can make with my groceries. So I'm using my calendar in a similar way.
I use, like, I write down to-do lists, but I also do it on my phone. But I write down to-do lists all the time.
We're basically lifestyle influencers. Yeah, on this episode. Are.
I know. Well, I see there's, like, an app that's always on TikTok that I get. It's just like, motivate yourself with this, like, app diary thing, and, like, brush your teeth, like, have that, and I'm like, should I get
I'm a sucker for shit like that.
Well, I did hear that, like, there's now, like, a, you know, that Noom app for, like, eating, they now have one for mental health, which just seems like really, like, oh, we really just have to like trick ourselves into being a little bit happy, like just generating a tiny amount of dopamine. It just takes so much. That's why we get pets.
Yeah,
you're like, well, I'm not in bed all day and I'm not depressed.
True.
Now I'm in my fucking hallway cleaning up piss and saying sorry to my neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. I get
it. It's like there's like a movie scene where someone's like, oh, my leg hurts, and it's like, give me your finger, and then they break the finger, and it's like, now you're not worried about your leg.
Yeah, precisely. What a joy it is to be in
something
December.
Something like that happens in Harry Potter.
That's true.
Harry breaks his arm, and then Professor Lockhart removes all the bones in his arm, and he's like, well, the arm's not broken. That's the thing.
Elise, I think you brought us right into British news with that Harry Potter reference.
It's British news. So, a Sunday Times report suggested widespread cocaine use in the UK Parliament after drug detection wipes found traces of cocaine in 11 out of 12 bathrooms that were tested. These wipes are often used, I know. These wipes are often used in nightclubs, and they turn blue in the presence of cocaine. It's basically like Room Raiders technology.
Which is weird because the drug turns you not blue.
Exactly.
There you are. Amanda,
that was a joke.
It's all recognized. You guys know I came up with that an hour ago. I'm glad. This is also why I had you read it, Elise, so that I could have
set up so you could get the punchline. Yes, and landing.
I've learned from the best.
All right, okay. So these bathrooms are only accessible to people who have parliamentary passes, which does include maintenance staff and the press. And this was a test that was done in Westminster Palace, which is like the main building where all the shit goes down. Which actually, in my additional research, I found out it's actually falling apart and it's decrepit. So that's like, neither here nor there, but they need $5 billion to restore it. Anyway, sources have detailed casual drug use among MPs to the press in the past, and it seems to be an open secret and even part of the culture, with several sources claiming members of parliament openly did lines at parties. Amazing. Weed is often smelled as well and being used openly. So a lot of this stuff goes down at, there is like a bar in Westminster called Stranger's Pub. And there was coke found all over Stranger's Pub, honey. And also in these bathrooms, and also in rooms that are used by the Labour Party. Fun.
Well,
fun,
obviously,
party.
Yeah.
Labour is having fun.
And, you mean Labour? Because it's with a U?
Labour.
I just came up with that one.
Cocaine. Sorry. For the Labour
Party.
So you're
party. The professional.
Okay, so... They were also found in, like, bathrooms across from Boris Johnson's office that's, I guess, in Westminster, not 10 Downing Street, which is, like, his, like, office.
Right.
Okay,
doesn't he
also
live there, too? Does he live at 10 Downing Street?
I think that he's... I, Okay, this was a thing that I wasn't 100% sure of, is that it, I know that 10 Downing Street is, like, the official residence of the Prime Minister, right, but right. I'm not sure if he, like, actually lives there, like how sometimes there will be a governor's mansion, but the governor doesn't live in it.
Right.
Well, according to the Crown, they do tend to live there.
Margaret Thatcher lived there. Like, she actually did live there, I'm pretty sure. But, okay. Speaking of Boris, this is also very funny because Boris, as this news was coming out, Boris was announcing his own war on drugs that he's starting because ours was so good that they're going to do one now, too. So he was giving a speech dressed as a little cop.
Hilarious.
Wearing a hat that said police and a bulletproof vest. He's in, like, cop cosplay being like, we've got to crack down on the drugs. And then, like, they've found drugs all over every surface in Parliament. So
I think he's just mad he's never been offered.
He has admitted, I found out in my research, that he has admitted to doing cocaine and smoking weed in the past, but now he says that he's reformed. I feel like I think if he's doing cocaine, though, he's not doing it in the bathroom across from his office. Like, he's doing it in his office I don't think that he
needs to
be going to the bathroom.
Doesn't he have seven children or something?
Exactly, like, yeah.
And cheated on mad people.
Another.
And he's expecting, oh, God. What an L, for real.
Yeah.
But I just kind of feel like, okay, let's say that someone, pre-pandemic, uh-huh. went to London. And discovered that London is Coke City.
Yeah.
Even more than New York. They love themselves some nose candy. That's just part of the culture. So on one end, it's just like, yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing. I don't know if you mentioned this, but, like, I think they said something about make an example of middle class cocaine users. And it's just like, If we just all admitted that we, you know, not we, the proverbial we, like, admitted that we love some nose candy once in a while at a party or something, do it in moderation, test it for, like,
yeah,
we could have some, you know what I mean? But I guess that's the allure.
We could all party with the Haitians.
Yeah. If all of these MPs just came out and were like, you know what? We're just trying to set a good example. Test your drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's cocaine on every surface because we're pouring it out to test it for fentanyl, as you should. No, I mean,
it's like the cops that are. Yeah.
Here's what I will say, though. Like, and again, I agree with everything you were saying, Millie, but this is, like, you know, they probably work, like, 10 to 6 these hours. Like, if you can't help yourself from doing cocaine in the bathroom during your day job, like, babe,
that's
it's
true.
2 p.m. You've got a meeting.
That's true.
What
that's
are
true.
We doing, honey?
That's like, true.
It just doesn't sound fun to me.
Well, but, you know, there are all those videos of them absolutely losing their shit
though.
At each other.
Yes.
At the
well,
pub,
that's true.
Fine. At the pub is
strangers
fine.
Pub,
but
yeah.
at the
what pub. Happens at Stranger's Pub stays at Stranger's Pub.
Exactly.
I think that's, you know, whatever. They found it on the tables in the dining hall, which I'm like, you can't even sit down for a meal?
Jesus. Well, I will say, okay, so two things, right? In defense. Two things. One, I've watched some of their little fucking parliamentary shit. Looks boring as fuck. Mm. I'm going to need a line or two to sit through that. Because there's so many fucking lame-ass procedures from God knows when, from when they first colonized the first shit. So they probably have a lot to get to.
Yeah.
And they don't wear the wigs anymore, I think, right? So
I think,
like,
the lords maybe do still wear the wigs.
Some people are wearing wigs, some don't. It's not. It's boring.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's not wig powder.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, like, listen, maybe they need a little pick-me-up because everything's boring as fuck. And then also that makes sense as to why there's an occasional fist fight breaking out.
Right.
And then sometimes they like to stall and talk a lot, and that also makes sense. My second thing is, in the dining hall, British food's pretty bland. So British food's pretty bland. They've made everything, which, you know, good and bad, rose and thorn. They've made a lot of the chemicals that make food taste good illegal, which is probably better and, like, not causing as much cancer. But on the flip side, everything tastes like ass, so they must have to do cocaine to, you know, drip counteract whatever bland gravy they're having.
And that's maybe what they're using the weed for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Appetite. It puts back into context. I remember, like, years ago, there was this whole thing on the floor of Parliament where someone removed some sort of ceremonial, like, scepter or something, and like they moved it, and as a result, it was like all hell broke loose because they removed the scepter, and like the scepter has to stay there because the scepter represents the queen's presence. Mm-hmm. It was a whole thing with this scepter. So anyway,
that sounds like they were on coke.
Yeah. Context to me now that I kind of understand, whereas everyone's like, he moved the scepter! Gah! Like, it's like, it kind of makes a lot more sense how heated it got in there in that moment.
I wonder what the queen's reaction to this is.
Is she losing?
Oh, yeah, she's entered another season. That's right.
She's not coming out till February.
She's not coming out till February.
She's getting some nip tuck and coming out dating Pete Davidson.
What's funny? Yeah. What's funny is that, like we said, a lot of the conservative politicians were like, this is terrible. We need to, there's too many drugs in this country, blah, blah, blah. But then some of like the labor ones were like, well, it's just like drugs come from drug trafficking and that's bad. We should know better. So it's like, you're just mad he didn't like get fair trade cocaine. It's like, if you're gonna do drugs, get ethically sourced drugs at the very least, which is a great case for legalizing most drugs. I'm sure
you can monitor what's in them.
It seems like if any government is going to legalize cocaine, it would be the one where 11 out of the 12 bathrooms they found. It's funny, there's like a chart where there's like an image they created of where they found the cocaine, and they're just kind of like savage in the way they phrase it, because they're like, in Amy's bathroom. It's like, it's really just the bathroom next to Amy's office, but they're like, it's in Amy's bathroom. We found it in her bathroom. It's in Kara's office.
If it's the same in like men's and women's bathroom.
Yeah, it's like everywhere. Oh, men's and women's. I couldn't tell from the diagram. I'll have to take a look, but that would be an interesting data visualization.
Yeah, everything just said bathrooms. That
okay. I mean, you know what? Maybe they're more progressive and they don't even have gendered bathrooms because gender's fake.
Precisely. I think if it's like our government, like it's gonna be more men because there's just more men there. Just more men there.
But I want to know the party women's bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
That I do want to know.
Dip into that one when you take a tour.
Well, also, if you're doing that much cocaine, people are actually pooping in those bathrooms, too.
Oh, yes. Those bathrooms just must be hell.
Well, and this brings us back to that Westminster is falling apart. It's crumbling from the inside.
Now we know so
they
much
need
shit.
$5 billion to restore it.
They definitely do.
All that
do.
Cocaine
oh,
shit.
God.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Finally today, for the sort of hard news today, we're going to discuss the trial of Jesse Smollett. There are so many trials. I don't know if it's trial season. It's Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. Elizabeth Holmes is on trial. Kim Potter's on trial. There's a lot going on right before Christmas. So, refresher on this. Jesse Smollett, Empire actor, he faces charges that he lied to Chicago police about a January 2019 attack. So, almost 3 years ago now. Smollett took the stand yesterday, a week after two brothers claimed he recruited them to stage an attack against him. One of the brothers said that Smollett paid them to confront him with a homophobic slur, yell something about MAGA country, and leave him with a noose around his neck and throw bleach on them. They apparently staged this attack and orchestrated it together, according to the Osandero brothers. They say they were paid $3,500 to do this. They said they knew Smollett because one of them worked on Empire as a stand-in. The Osandero brothers were arrested based on taxi records and CCTV, so if this was staged, they couldn't even pin it on anybody because there was security cameras. And Smollett texted them at the time, "I know 1,000% you and your brother did nothing wrong and never would. I had a hard time choosing which details in this because there are details coming out from either side that cast doubt. That's how trials work. So definitely encourage you to read like closely into all of this." Taking the stand yesterday, Smollett maintained the check was for a nutrition program. He denied the attack was a hoax. He described an attacky experience that he said happened shortly after he received hate mail that showed a man hanging with a noose around his neck. He said that the reason, sort of to explain his caginess at the time, he said he did not want police called at the time, but a friend called them anyway. And he said this is why he didn't want to hand over his cell phone at the time. He just didn't want law enforcement involved at all. Smollett was asked why he texted the Osundero brothers to talk on the low prior to the attack, and then he said that was to discuss an illegal Nigerian herbal supplement. So he had answers for things. He also gave reasons for why his story changed, on what race he thought his attacker was. He gave a little bit of background for his relationship with the brothers. He said that he had a sexual relationship with one of them, which brother denies. Yeah, he said that they did drugs together and went to like bathhouses together. Yeah.
I'm hung up on the illegal Nigerian herbal supplement, but we can
keep moving. That's what I mean. I mean, he has an answer for everything. The answers vary in feasibility, but he's well prepped for this trial.
Well, the thing was that I heard that Lee Daniels, Lee Daniels said that Jussie was getting fat, so he needed a personal trainer, and one of the brothers was a personal trainer.
Correct.
And I mean, I know that sounds like illegal Nigerian supplement, but they're probably, see a Nigerian personal trainer or like even a, like somebody's like, oh yeah, here's this like weight loss thing that's illegal, you know, that's not FDA approved, but I know it helps you lose weight. They do it in Nigeria all the time, blah, blah, blah. So like, but but also, it's like someone's like, I can't believe all this started because Lee Daniels said Jussie Smollett.
Right, it was specifically, and like Jussie Smollett said yesterday, while I was saying like, because I wanted to lose weight. His defense attorneys are arguing that the Osundero brothers accused Smollett of staging the hoax to extort him for money, and apparently they didn't like him. Smollett said that one of the brothers. It's unclear if he knew about the sexual relationship or if the sexual relationship happened, but Smollett suggested that were he to find out, the situation would be bad.
Is it Smollett or Smollett? Because I think it might be Smollett.
Smollett?
Just so you know.
Heretofore, I'll say Smollett.
I'm sorry.
I never hear it out loud.
Can I just say that all of this sounds like a storyline on Empire, honestly.
I know, and they're calling like producers onto the stand. So just to end the loop here, he's being cross-examined today. So I think today is when prosecutors can ask. Prosecutors, they're saying, like, okay, why would he lie about this? They're saying because he was unsatisfied with how the studio was handling the hate mail he was receiving.
Mm.
And so maybe he wanted to do this to show that it was really serious.
Getting bad.
And, and part of the staged or actual attack did include, like, a noose to suggest the hanging that was in the hate mail he received. So he's facing 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct because he's being charged for every single time he lied to officers.
Well, I also feel like, and I mean, I think this is a stand that a lot of the, I mean, first of all, Black community is like not a monolith, but a stand that I've seen like a lot of people take is like, why are they fucking prosecuting this? Like, whatever. I don't know. It's just like, why is it this serious?
Why is
he getting 6 counts of felon? Like, Chicago, and it's just like Chicago police are being fucking assholes. Like, you know, this is a complicated, sticky situation, but at the end of the day, like, I don't think anybody was hurt. Like, they didn't wrongfully accuse, you know, I don't know. Like, it could have been squashed or solved in a way that didn't have to have this trial 3 years later. And it could have been like, but I think, you know, purposefully, the Chicago police was making an example out of this and like, an example, you know, and again, by doing the 6 felony charges, and it's just like, in a time period where Chicago police was getting, and still getting like a lot of fucking flack for falsely, getting forced confessions and falsely accusing people and doing a lot of bad racial things. I feel like this was a point being made of like, well, y'all do it too. And it's just like, okay, like this was not cool. What, you know, whatever this is, messy, but it's just like, This is so stupid.
Didn't they like also like, I feel like at one point they like dropped the charges and then like brought them back. Yeah, and then they
picked him back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and like he's probably like the likely, I think he could face like 3 years in prison, but people are saying he likely will not and it will just be probation. And I certainly can see reasons to pursue a trial to make examples, but I don't really see how this would fall into it.
Well, I mean, obviously,
because of how infrequently it's not people make up
to make false reports or like, especially like an incendiary report of this nature. It's not okay to like falsify something like that. But like to Millie's point, this just feels like something it could have been handled within the legal system appropriately by this point without having to like charge him with 6 felonies and like all of that jazz. I mean, I definitely do think he should like. If you falsify a report of that nature, I think that is bad, and there should be some consequences for that, but it does feel like there's taking extra time and, like, trying to keep this in the news for, like, maybe longer than is warranted, when ultimately, like, they found out pretty fast that it was bullshit.
Right, yeah. And here we are 3 years later.
Yeah, like, it didn't go on for that long before it was all kind of like unraveled pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my thing. I'm just like, so why are we still doing this? Like, he could have paid a fine or done some kind of community service or whatever. I mean, his reputations are a little tarnished.
It
already,
might be because he's pleaded not guilty, like maybe because he won't do a plea deal. But this is, I read that this is like one of the biggest disorderly conduct cases they've ever pursued. Like you said, like you've got to do 6 counts, like, especially when we know he's probably just going to get probation. Yeah. It's definitely it's definitely a really painful thing to have to unpack publicly. And I think it would be fine to put some of the blame on him. Yeah. Maybe he should have just pled out and like, he's not going to serve time anyway. I mean, but he maintains his innocence. He says maybe this did not happen. He maintains his innocence. We'll see it's going to be a jury that decides, I guess.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
When I got in trouble for having a party in college, they charged us with disorderly premise.
Premise? Oh my God. What does that even mean?
It's that the premises were disorderly.
Oh, got it.
They said,
oh, like the theme of the party was disorder.
Disorderly premise is actually a good a good theme for a party. Yeah. But yeah, we got it. I remember the cop specifically said to us, we would have given you just a noise violation, but this place was off the hook. And then they charged us with disorderly premise.
Well, wow. I mean, quote that and put it on your next flyer.
Yeah. Yeah. that is our show today. I hope you enjoyed listening on either your Bluetooth or your analog headphones.
Analog headphones.
Whatever. That is our show. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is the Betches Sub Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sub Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow @Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.